boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'll admit, half the time, I've got lots of dumb ideas, okay?
So many that I wish we could air them all.
Okay, why do you got to be like that?
Because I get to hear all of them.
Most people always say, there's no dumb ideas,
no,
right?
No, there are. We have a lot.
But I swear this is a genius idea.
Okay. I'm ready.
And I think we're going to make millions off of it.
I'm ready for millions.
Why doesn't Netflix make an amusement park? Ooh. Listen to me. Kind of like Universal, mm-hmm. right? Or Disney. Netflix should make their own. I immediately thought this while watching Wednesday last night. How freaking cool would like a mysterious roller coaster underground, something I don't know, based off of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I started thinking about Stranger Things.
I was just going to say that.
Uh-huh.
The Upside Down.
Yes. Or maybe you have to shoot at something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Then I was starting to think of other things that are from Netflix that are iconic that we could do. Squid Games. Is there something from Squid Game?
Oh my God, I forgot that's a Netflix original.
Uh-huh. Think about this. I'm telling you, Netflix needs to make an amusement park.
100%. And then you even have like all of the true crime documentaries that come out. I don't know what kind of scary amusement park ride that would be. Like Dahmer?
Oh my God. Ooh.
That would be a bad idea.
You said I had a bad idea. I think it was actually you that had a bad idea.
Yeah, it was my turn for the bad idea today.
I was just telling you about how I think Netflix should have its own amusement park. Kind of a genius
idea. I'm like ready to book a flight wherever it is. Yeah.
I'm ready to book my tickets. I really want to go on like a roller coaster that's Wednesday themed.
I want food that's Wednesday themed.
Yeah.
The brother that's always eating bugs and stuff.
Okay.
It's killing me.
That was weird again.
Okay. Like chocolate bugs. You know?
But I thought of this while watching. We're on season one of Wednesday so that we can get into season two.
Are you rewatching it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like.
Well, because my boyfriend Neighbor Man's never seen it.
I've seen it.
So I'm kind of like half watching because I already know what's kind of going to happen, but he does not.
Got it. Okay.
So we're starting from the beginning. But as we're watching the first episode of the first season, the dad called Wednesday my little death trap. And I was like, oh my God, that's kind of a cute
He has the best names for her.
He does. I was like, I turned to my boyfriend neighbor and I'm like, you should call me your little death trap. Because in all actuality, I kind of am one, you know? Who knows? I might die one day. I'm kind of just.
Oh, I thought you meant you like death trapped him into the relationship.
Oh, well, there there is that too. No, I mean, like, I literally just stumble over just air, you know?
Ow.
So last night, right before we went to bed, he goes, good night, my little death trap. And then as I went to work today, he was like, have a good day, my little death trap. And I kind of like this name, honestly, over babe. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I think you should try it out in public and see what kind of looks you get.
I kind of think we're like in a weird like relationship.
Well, I mean,
is she with a killer?
You are, aren't you?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Obviously, a lot of anticipation knowing that Taylor Swift is going to be on the New Heights podcast. I think it drops at 6 o'clock our time tonight.
Oh, my God. I can't come fast enough.
We obviously know new album, but I wonder how long she's going to be on this episode, what she's going to reveal. Is it going to be a track list?
Are we going to guess?
You can if you want.
Well, I think we're going to get the cover of the album. I think she's going to announce that we're going to get the behind the scenes of the Eras tour. Because we all know she was filming something.
Right. Well, and this album has been revealed to be called The Life of a Showgirl that she wrote on the Eras tour. We know that it is orange in theme, I guess, because she always kind of has a color for her albums. So as she was teasing it, though, what did you think that it was going to be called?
Karma. We have thought that for years. It wasn't something that was thought last week. No. This was years. You look at the man in front of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Karma.
In orange in the middle. What if I told you it is karma? Not in the name, but it is karma. Let me explain to you.
Tell me.
So, who is Taylor Swift's, one of her number
Kanye
one?
Kanye West.
Correct.
The other dude that stole her albums, and I can't remember what his name is.
Kanye West is the answer.
But what's the other guy's name?
Scooter Braun.
Thank you.
Kanye West has an album called The Life of Pablo. That album is famously orange.
Shut up. Is it going to look the same?
She's releasing an album called The Life of a Showgirl, which is also orange. What she is doing, if you search The Life of starting whenever this is released, she's burying Kanye West's
one of his that one come out?
Biggest albums years ago, but it is one of his most popular albums. She's going to erase essentially this album from ever existing on the internet because you know Taylor Swift, she's going to announce The Life of a Showgirl. Then she does what she does and comes out with multiple versions. The Life of a Showgirl Deluxe, The Life of a Showgirl 2 a.m. version, The Life of a Showgirl Remix. She's going to put out multiple versions, just burying Kanye West's The Life of Pablo deeper and deeper into the internet. If that's not karma, I don't know what is.
Dude, okay. What you didn't hear yesterday off the air is that Taylor and I were talking about how much of a freaking genius Taylor Swift was. But we were talking, like, if this woman was a doctor...
This is mad scientist level.
Like, I mean, imagine all of the cures that we would have.
I can't.
I would have never thought of that.
It's brilliant. I was kicking my feet in bed last night like, oh my God, karma. You got
what you wanted.
That's
what the man on the wall means. Oh my God. I am not okay right now.
No, we landed there.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So I had a gym sesh last night with
the bros. Were you supposed to talk like a bro? Because you're like, you sounded like one.
I had a gym sesh with the bros.
Ew.
Yeah, that's kind of how
you
I
saw the veins. Were they pumped or whatever they say?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. So I had to go to the gym after work last night. I had an appointment in the morning, just screwed up my entire schedule. That's totally fine. And you know what inspired me to go? Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Private group, you can go join it. But I knew I wanted to get my post up. So I had texted my boyfriend Curly during the day and was like, would you mind waiting for me after I'm off work and we can go to the gym together? I get home and he's like, hey, brother who lives with us.
Oh, I Not thought me. He was talking no. to you. I was like, oh, I just got the ick.
No, he didn't call me brother. His brother lives with us, and he goes, hey, why don't you come to the gym with us? Let's blow off some steam. And I'm like, okay, now this is a whole family affair. Great. This is going to be really interesting. It's boys' trip now. And boy, was it ever. We're driving to the gym, and they're like, I just want to punch something. And I'm like, I now feel like I don't belong. Like, maybe
Is that how the boys be talking before the
know.
Gym?
There was a lot of aggression. I just want to punch something. I'm like, okay, that's really interesting. And then we all did back and biceps together. And my boyfriend, Curly, he was always, like, up in my business trying to tell me, like, good form and stuff. But him with his brother, he's like, come on, one more. You could do one more set. And I'm like, what is this turning into? I don't like.
Did they smack you on the butt like they do in football?
Well, no, because I would have lost my mind, I think. They were like, they're punching the kickboxing thingy. I'm like, where did all this aggression come from? Is this what you guys do in the gym when you go together?
Okay, my next question was, did they like do the whole like getting buff in front of the.
The mirror?
You know, yeah, showing them gains or whatever that they do. Did they make you do it?
You know what? He did make me do it when
did
we got
really?
Home. When we got home, yeah, because I wouldn't have done it at the gym. I'm
Why do they always do it when they get home?
I don't know.
Did it make you feel better?
No, it actually made me feel worse. Not only did I embarrass myself at the gym in front of my boyfriend, Curly, but also in front of his brother who came along with us, but also in front of a fairly full gym last night. Am I okay? No. What had happened was, you know how I feel about machines.
Tell me you put your head where the butt goes. Do it.
No, I didn't.
Yep. That's my biggest fear.
I'm waiting for that day to happen and somebody come up and be like, yeah, I just sat right there. No. I have some trust issues with machines because I'm scared that I'm going to hurt myself or use it wrong. And I hurt myself last night. We were doing lat pull downs. So there's like a big bar on a cable and you pull it down and you squeeze your back and stuff. I go for my first one, pull it down, and just absolutely smoke the top of my head, bonked it off of my skull. And I'm like, oh my God, did everybody... I got headphones. Did my head echo? Did I make like a boom?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh my God. And it's because my boyfriend Curly was behind me pointing at my stupid muscles and being like, squeeze right here.
Oh my God, my boyfriend Neighbor Man does it. It's so annoying.
I'm like, would you knock it off? I just bonked myself. And he's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, now you're making a scene. Stop it. I need you to pretend like you didn't see that. And then his brother's over there. And I'm like, oh my God, he probably thinks that I'm here at the gym just doinking around all the time, which I kind of am, but I'm not normally hitting myself in the head with things. I was so embarrassed.
I actually thought it was going to be worse than this.
I felt like that was pretty bad.
I mean, that is bad, but what I thought you were going to say is that you had the weight too heavy, and then as you pulled down, you couldn't even pull down. You shot your whole body
up. Oh my
up.
God, I would love that. That would actually be kind of fun, I think.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I suppose I should be paying more attention outside.
What?
Apparently, there was a strange light in the sky last night in eastern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an explanation now.
No, there's not no explanation.
A rocket. That's what it was. There's like, I see a picture of it in front of me because I...
When can it ever just be aliens?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Seriously, can you just give it to us one time?
It looks like, sort of like an orb, this picture. And I'm sure it was much brighter in person, not through a cell phone camera. And it has been identified as a rocket from the Air Rain 6. No idea what that is.
That's fake. No one's heard that.
But it launched from South America. And was going up to circle around the North Pole, I guess.
How does that make it that far?
I don't know. And why could we see it here? Okay. I have no idea.
Can I just complain for a second?
Sure. You're gonna anyway.
I know I am. Why can't they ever truly give it to us? One moment. Like, why
the
can't...
The aliens?
Yes. Like, the scientists be like, you know what? We really can't explain this one. You got it. It's an alien. Like, why? Like, give it to us one time. That's all I'm asking.
Because then
they always have some sort of way.
An explanation.
Mm-hmm. It drives me bonkers.
Well, maybe you should become a scientist and let them know. But then I feel like you would have a lot of follow-up questions. Okay, it's unexplained. It's aliens. Did you talk to them? What did they look like? What did they say? What language do they speak?
I'll be like, I'm not taking answers right now. Press conference is over. It's that simple. Presidents do what
I was
going to
say. You should run for office.
I hate to say it, but I'm not Evie, Luna, Batmochi, or Zaw's mom anymore.
Where'd their mom go?
Okay, I'm being a little dramatic, but I am. I'm still technically their mom. I want to know if you do this with your pets. Me and my boyfriend, Neighborman, like to play this little game that when they're being bad, they're his kids.
Mm.
But when they're being good, they're mine. For mm-hmm. instance, today I took Zaw out and he ran after not one, but two bunnies to, you know.
Murder. Just say it how it is.
And so I went upstairs and I let my boyfriend Neighbor Man know. I was like, your son almost murdered two bunnies today. He goes, oh, so it's my son. And we always joke like that because we do this all the time. But anytime they're good, they're my kids. If they're not, they learned it from their dad. And they ain't my children.
Yeah, kind of. We kind of do that, except, well, no. He does it. My boyfriend Curly really does it. Except that he tries to pit us against each other as I'm Romeo's mom because he loves me the most. And he thinks Toulouse, our girl cat, loves him the most. So it's your son, my daughter.
Oh.
My sweet tattoo.
Does that make you mad?
It does because they both love me the most.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. I gotta tell you what my boyfriend Curly pulled last night to get himself to be able to video game without me arguing with him.
Any of my tricks I've been mentioning?
No. Because he did try that, although he didn't really, because he's like, oh, I didn't bring you anything home, but can I game? That didn't work. But what he did do yesterday, because, you know, I really prefer to, like, lay in bed and watch TikToks together, and I like him to watch my For You page.
God forbid we like you.
Yeah, sorry for wanting to spend time with you, is what I say. So, last night we watched an episode of the show we're watching, and then he goes, I had a really, really hard day. Can I please video game? And I'm like, how am I supposed to, yeah. How am I supposed to argue with that? He did. He did have a stressful day. There was a lot going on at work and after work. And I'm like, okay, so I can't be like the meanie that says no. He just wants to relax and video game, I guess. So I let him.
Taylor, you say I'm the wuss or the wimp or whatever.
Yeah.
But at least I'm getting free stuff out of it. You got nothing.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Sad boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. And then what? I'm supposed to say no and make it worse? I couldn't do that.
No, but if you would have let him start to buy you things, he wouldn't have to pull, I had a bad day. Who knows if he really had one or not?
No, I know he did. That's why I said I would have called him out.
Well, he's going to say he has a bad day today, too.
See, that's the problem.
And tomorrow. You got to let him buy you things. You know what? If he's going to game tonight, he better come home with chocolate.
Don't get me wrong. It's not about letting. It's about the man stopping at the store on the way home from work.
Curly, you're almost off, right? I need you to buy her something.
Kind of in the mood for Dubai chocolate.
Oh, my God. It's expensive. Yes, please buy it for her.
Thank you. I dog on video games a lot because I want to spend time with my boyfriend and he would rather game sometimes. But there's tea on there, dude. They'd be gossiping on the game, and I had no idea.
About who?
Okay, so I found out that my boyfriend Curly was playing Grand Theft Auto with some randoms. Like, he plays with his friends sometimes, and every once in a while it'll be with, like, random people. And he was telling me, you always get the tea spilt from men on accident, by the way. They don't mean to. He's like, yeah, I was, like, having a really hard time focusing on the game because one of the guys I was playing with kept answering his phone, and it was a girl asking if he was having another chick over tonight.
Why would you leave your microphone on?
I'm like, wait a minute, wait. You could hear all this? And he's like, yeah, he wasn't muting his mic. It was like in the middle of the night. We were not really like having conversations. And I kept hearing this girl, he was answering the phone, and it's a girl being like upset, obviously, being like, who's coming over? Like, why aren't you inviting me over? You're having another chick over. And he's like, it happened like 3 times. And then eventually he just logged off because he wasn't even paying attention to the game anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean? Did he have a girl that, like, I need the details? And he's like, no, I don't think he really did. And he kept telling her, I don't have anybody over. But I'm like, can you get a second headset? Because I need this tea of side chick drama.
That one doesn't make sense because, again, I don't know why that dude didn't turn off his microphone.
That's what I'm saying. Anytime I walk in.
Or maybe you can't, but.
No, you can because I watch Curly, my boyfriend. If I go in to talk to him, I see him press a little thing on like the headphone cord to mute himself so that I'm not getting exposed like that.
See, that one, then I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. But like, then there's moments where I'm like completely unhinged. And I don't really care if his microphone's on or not. Like last night, I got these new shorts for the gym. And, you know, sometimes you don't know if they're too see-through or not.
Right.
Like leggings, okay?
Right.
And so I put them on. And I bend over and I look at my boyfriend. And I'm like, can you see my undies in these? While he's video gaming.
I would have a hard time differentiating, like, is that his girlfriend or is that his child?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you imagine getting time off of work to go on a Tinder date?
Sometimes I wish I was the boss, only because I would totally allow this. Somebody who was going on Tinder dates like, you know, 2 years ago or so. Your mental health needs it.
And it's pretty time consuming.
It is. And you're like, this is the stupidest reason. I'm telling you, you need to be in the shoes of someone who's going on Tinder dates.
They need it. Well, there is actually a company in Thailand who is on the same page as you, and they are providing their employees with Tinder leave. It's called White Line Group. They're a marketing firm in Thailand, but they introduced Tinder leave after a lot of their staff was saying, like, they're single, they're in the dating world, but it's pretty time consuming. It's hard to go on dates and vet people out and have multiple prospects. So they can take one Tinder date per month. It's not, you can't go willy-nilly.
I like that. That's reasonable. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
They also treat their employees to 6 months of Tinder Gold and Platinum subscriptions. To all employees, they're like, we're going to give you 6 months of it to help you out and help you find your person, hopefully. which is really cool. I think it's obviously only for Tinder dates. I don't know necessarily. There's a lot of like blurred lines with this. I don't know if they offer it to people who are in relationships too. Like once you find your person, do you still get Tinder leave?
Yes.
I think that's kind of sick. That
married people too.
Yeah, because if you got kids, sometimes it's like you almost have to go during the day.
Like you and I, we work till 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. At that point,
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Get away from me.
Get away. Yeah, I'm too tired. I've had a long day. The last thing I want to do is go on a date. But I really, truly do want to go on a date. Yeah. I desperately do. I want to hang out with them. But I'm too tired. We got out too late. You know, I think if you want your employees to strive really well in the workplace, start with their mental health. Mm-hmm. Okay? And their mental health needs to be taken care of. This is how you could do it. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. And how many parents do you hear like, okay, well, once you have kids, the romance
dating
is dead.
Dating is over.
Because you don't have any time. But when you would have time is during working hours / when your kids are
when
at school.
When the kids are at daycare.
Or daycare. So I'm like, how do we pitch this to the CEOs?
You go first. They like you better. You know how you always would pick your one sibling? You're like, mom and dad like you better. I'm going to have to say that every CEO is going to like you way better than me. So you go first.
I got to make a PowerPoint, I guess.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
It's funny. You listening would probably think that like Taylor and I are work roomies. Like our offices are next to each other or desks or whatever. No, we're not.
They are not. We are free butterfly birds. And we actually spend like the first half of the day not really seeing each other because we have other things we have to do.
What we do outside of the show has nothing to do with each other.
No.
So it doesn't really make sense for us to share an office. And when we started the show, that was something that we said, we kind of want our own space.
It's a healthy boundary for us girls.
Exactly.
We'd kill each other.
Let's be honest. Do you really want to be in a room with your sibling all day long? No, it's like that.
Okay? So we don't.
So I switched my office and now I'm hanging out with the sports guy, Spencer.
Yeah, you got a little overlap time. And I cannot even tell you the way that I laughed walking past the office today.
Why?
Because you have all your stuff moved in and it's just pink everywhere. You've got lights and your pink stuff and your pink laptop and your pink mouse and your pink keyboard.
She's not joking. Everything really is pink.
It's very pink. And you can see your desk right as you walk by the door. And then you see Spencer and it's like, dun, dun, dun. You know what I mean? Like it's sports memorabilia and stuff, but it's just, it's so Elphaba and Glinda. It's so Wednesday and Enid. It's like the dark and the light. You know what I mean?
100%.
I just giggled. I was like, I'm not even going to bother them because I just think this is so funny.
He's like two siblings who don't get along at all happening to share a room. But we do. Yeah. We totally are like, we really are like brother and sister. I love him to death. He's so funny. But yeah, I've been rooming with him. And let me tell you what it's like being roomies with a sports guy. He swears a lot.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be like, if some like an email's not working or he can't get the internet to work, it's every swear word in the book.
What? I'd say the same about you, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that's exclusive to sports.
That's true. But I'll be like, you know, I have my headphones on. I'm like tip tap typing away. And I'm like, oh, wow. Nice language over there. But he eats incredible food. I don't know what he was eating today, but it smelled delicious.
Okay. I remember yesterday I peeked in there and it smelled like chicken nuggets, which really made my heart happy.
Oh yeah. It was like, I would say almost something like that, but a little bit of pepper or something. I don't know. It was really, really good. And then he reads a lot of sports articles.
That checks out.
And he watches a lot of like sports interviews or he's listening to sports interviews. I was like, I don't know who this person is. I don't know what they're saying. I'm gonna put my headphones on.
Yeah. I wonder what he would say about what you're doing.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I know he's ready to get out of the room. I know that. He said he turned the lights on. He was, oh my God, it's pink. He got scared.
Dude, it's so pink. His eyes, man.
Listen a minute. You and I are not cut out for babysitting. I mean, come on.
Oh, unless the child is.
Okay. Well, when you say that, the child.
The child is functioning as an adult, then maybe.
So a teenager? You're saying older?
Scared of them. Oh. Ooh, okay. Mean.
We need a 25-year-old to babysit.
Yeah, and then they end up reverse babysitting me. Because I can't take care of
myself.
You're
like, can you take me to go get coffee?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Okay, this type of babysitting, though, I definitely think you and I are qualified for, and I'm going to be doing this weekend, dog babysitting.
Yes. Yes.
That's the kind of babysitting those girls in the afternoon more than qualified for.
Oh, and more than happy to do, even for, like, no pay.
Well, don't say that now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have an opportunity at hand?
I love to make me some money now. I love a coffee, okay?
Yeah.
No, my sister is going to, I half read the text message. I think she's going to a wedding. So she needs somebody to watch the dog, like, Saturday night, and then they'll be back Sunday. I was like, stay longer.
Give me more time.
At this point, I'll adopt the dog. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So are you bringing in the dog into your house, or you're going to go?
I think I'm going to stop over. But it's funny because when she asked, I read the text message out loud to my boyfriend, neighbor man, and he goes, oh my God, yes, I would love to do it. I'm like, she asked me.
Oh, whoa.
And when she pays us, she's paying me.
Right. Well, yeah, you got to make that really clear.
Oh, yeah, it's like when we get a birthday or a Christmas card addressed to the both of us. If it comes from my family, that's my money. I'm just saying. Same thing. She's my family. The money is mine.
You've thought about this a lot.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Sometimes you feel like, I don't know, committing a crime. I think about it often. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, I do wonder how I'd do in prison. Not well, I don't think.
I would look good in orange or stripes.
I need too much alone time.
See, you would do very well in prison.
Oh, no. I was thinking no, because you share.
Oh, do you really? I thought you got
a cell, right?
Oh, I thought you got to be alone
in
the cell.
I don't know. It depends on my crime, I suppose.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about doing the time. Well, you got to do the crime before you do the time, I guess.
Right.
Over 50,000 people per year commit this crime without being caught. What is it?
That's a lot of people. I wonder if we've done it. Maybe. I'm not admitting to no crime. Not on this program.
Oh,
you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I'm sure you don't want to, so you can go do the time. I think you'd like it.
No. I also don't like oatmeal, and I feel like they eat a lot of oatmeal in jail, prison, whatever.
All because she doesn't want to have oatmeal. Got it.
It's lumpy. I don't really like it.
Over 50,000 people per year commit this crime without being caught. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
This is bad. I mean, we got a lot of people who are committing crimes, and they're not getting caught. Tonight's trivia question, over 50,000 people per year commit this crime without being caught. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4820 said jaywalking.
I'd do that. What?
You just got no fear?
Okay, come and get me.
In admitting your crime of jaywalking?
Come and get me.
Does anybody get in trouble for it? Serious question. I get why it's dangerous. Has anybody been stopped for jaywalking?
Do they ticket for that?
I don't know.
I would like to know. Because they'll stop because I'm a wuss and I'm too afraid to get in trouble.
Well, they know where to find you now.
Because I did open my mouth.
You just admitted to it.
50-15 says stealing from a grocery store.
I'm too big of a weenie. I'll say it. I'm not stealing.
Didn't you admit to stealing one time because they didn't?
No, I was forced. And that was at a discount store where I had two bowls.
Oh, yeah.
And they scanned one. I said, I have two. And they said, I don't care.
She stole, officer.
They made me. They literally made me steal. 7736 said a hit and run.
Dude, I was involved in a hit and run. I did not.
You ran?
Okay, now before we get the police officers here, I was driving on Blairs Ferry Road. If you know that corner where it has the Hi Owatha sign.
Yeah.
Okay, right there, I was driving and somebody, it was raining, and somebody was trying to turn right to go towards Hiawatha, mm-hmm. and they didn't see me, and they hit me. I went spinning, and then I chased after them. Well, you shouldn't. Don't do that. But I wanted to see who did it. I wanted to report them, but I didn't catch up in time because, again, I was trying to go the speed limit, and they went faster. And then I ended up on Boyson Road and finally called the police, and the officer was like, so the accident happened on Blairs Ferry? Why are you on Boyson?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, officer, I tried to go after them. He looked at me like I was weird.
You do not have a badge, ma'am. Calm down. Wow. There's a lot that went wrong in that story. I'm not going to lie to you.
You do not have a badge, ma'am. Knock it
off. No, you don't. I know for a fact.
You're fine. Yeah, I would not. Do not do that. Don't be like me. I didn't know what to do in that moment.
Call the cops.
Okay, I know now.
911.
I know now. I was a teeny bopper back then, right?
Okay.
Over 50,000 people per year commit this crime without being caught. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
When I think about it, I can't believe I did.
I can't believe you. What were you going to do if you caught up to him?
I don't know.
Hey, you hit me. How dare you?
Are you going to say sorry?
I'm going to call my mommy.
Seriously, I would actually pay to see that interaction right there.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, over 50,000 people per year commit this crime without being caught. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
recycling a stamp. Basically, they get a stamp in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
They reuse it. That's a crime.
I guess I never thought about it.
What do you mean you never thought about it? You can't do that.
I don't
Have
know.
Have you been doing it?
Do you think I send mail? What am I? 78?
Okay, well now, I send mail. Wait, who do I send?
Haven't sent mail. I don't think ever.
When did I send mail? Hold on, I gotta think about it.
I seriously don't think I've ever sent mail.
I can think of when I did. My realtor asked for a review.
Yeah.
On like how she did.
Uh-huh.
I sent that via mail, but she gave us stamps. And then after that, it was Christmas cards.
I've never sent mail, not once. Don't
Are
plan
you
to.
Serious?
I'm 100%. I wouldn't even know how.
Do you even know where the stamp goes, where your address goes, where theirs goes?
Where do I take it?
Jesus.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If you need me, text me.
This is Gen Z for you.
Keep wasting your money on stamps, stupid.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.